You're listening to SBS News.
The world's best tennis players took to the court for the second round of Australian Open singles matches on Wednesday, while day one of the doubles draw also began. Fortunately, temperatures at Melbourne Park only reached a high of 26 degrees Celsius, significantly kinder conditions than the 30-plus degrees experienced over the first 2 days of the tournament. In the women's singles, Ash Barty had a convincing win in her second-round match against China's Yafan Wang. It took Barty just over an hour to take the win in two sets, 6-2, 6-3. The young Australian told the Nine Network she focuses on how she plays and doesn't let the media distract her.
I can come out here and play with freedom, play my game. When I'm playing well, I'm really enjoying myself out on court, and that's all I can ask of every match. And, you know, if I win, it's a bonus. If I lose, the sun still comes up the next day, and it's all good.
The United States' Sloane Stephens also breezed through her second-round match, defeating Hungary's Tamea Babos 6-3, 6-2. World number 19, France's Caroline Garcia, proved too strong for Australia's wild card entry Zoe Hives, with Garcia taking the match 6-3, 6-3. World number 2, Germany's Angelique Kerber, was successful in her second-round match against Brazil's Beatriz Haddad-Maia. Kerber closed it out in just two sets, 6-2, 6-3. She says she had to work hard for the win.
You know, it was a really tough match. I mean, she played really well, and I knew that I have to play one of my best tennis. I mean, we are here at the first Grand Slam of the year, and I really try to play my best tennis. And, you know, this court is so special for me, so I really enjoy every single moment when I stop on this court.
That grab courtesy of the Nine Network. Kerber will now meet Australia's Kimberly Birrell in her third-round match on Friday. The wildcard entry Birrell upset world number 19, Croatia's Donna Vekic, in her second-round match early in the day, taking the game in three sets, 6-4, 4-6, 6-1. In the men's singles, Britain's Daniel Edwards pushed former world number 1 Roger Federer in their second-round match, but the 20-time Grand Slam winner proved too strong for Edwards in the end, winning 7-6, 7-6, 6-3. Federer told the Nine Network he enjoyed playing Edwards because his style of tennis is similar to his own.
Feels like playing a mirror a little bit, yeah. I feel that, and that was my mindset maybe going in a little bit, you know, how would I play myself potentially, and because he has a lot of slice backhand also on the return, that's how I play a lot, and he can serve and volley, so I maybe just have a little bit more size and maybe my serve can help me just a touch more, and who knows, maybe that was a difference today, I'm not sure.
Jordan Thompson's Australian Open campaign came to an end after he was defeated by Italy's Andreas Seppi 6-3, 6-4, 6-4. Young Australian Alex de Minaur fought hard in his five-set second-round match against Switzerland's Henry Laaksonen. The game took just under 4 hours, with 19-year-old de Minaur finally winning 6-4, 6-2, 7-6, 6-4, 6-3. Speaking to the Nine Network, de Minaur said playing at home makes each match at the Open much more special.
Oh, there's nothing better. I mean, I could do this every single day of the year. I mean, there's nothing better than playing in front of you guys, whether it's 1 hour, 2 hours, five or ten. I just love it, and I can't wait to get back out here and play in front of you guys again. Thank you very much.
De Minaur will meet world number 2 Rafael Nadal in the third round on Friday, with the Spaniard too strong for Australia's Matthew Ebden, winning 6-3, 6-2, 6-2 in their second-round match. Day one of the doubles tournament saw Australia's Monique Adamczyk and Jessica Moore smash through their first-round match against Aleksandra Krunic and Sasai Zheng. The pair took just over an hour to take the game 6-1, 6-4. While in the men's doubles, 16-time Grand Slam doubles title winners, the Bryan brothers, proved too strong for Australia's Alex Bolt and Mark Pullmans, the Americans cleaning up 7-6, 7-6. Round two singles matches resumed today, with players battling it out for a spot in the third round. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.